We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with my friend, Miss Sammy Quiggins. And Miss Sammy, how are you today?
Oh, I'm good. I survived Christmas and I'm sure ate a lot, had a good time.
Well, good. We had a great Christmas, not the Christmas we normally have. Obviously, because of COVID and worried about people's health, we kind of spread things out. We didn't do the big gathering. We did a couple of little gatherings. I don't know if that's better or worse, but that's what we did.
Well, I did too, you know, as you know, because we've been talking, and everybody else knows because we've talked about it before. I've had huge groups for Christmas, you know, every year. All of my family has been here, all of the Vanlars. We just couldn't do it this year. I couldn't take the chance of being with all of them, and they didn't want to take that chance either, you know. So it's a completely different time, different than it's been. But I'm just thankful that everybody's well and it's all right.
There you go.
And so now it's time to think about not eating so much, isn't it?
Yeah. One of the things about the holidays is you tend to throw caution to the wind, eat the high caloric stuff, the high in sugar stuff, and then you kind of start thinking about turning the dial back as you get toward New Year's.
I bet for, I wouldn't even want to how many years, everybody knows how old I am. But every year, ever since I was young, the first of the year was going to be diet time.
Right.
I was going to cut out. Well, that usually lasted, you know, at best a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And I did pretty good maybe for a couple of weeks. I went on a Nutrisystem diet. I ordered all that Nutrisystem stuff and ate that and did really good on that. I'd go through about a month and then the second load would come. And boy, by then.
You're kind of looking for a sinkhole to store it in?
Something like that.
Yeah.
You know, and I really didn't mind it at first. It was, you know, it wasn't bad. But then I began to want some Sammy cooking, you know.
Right.
I got kind of tired of it after a while, and I did it two or three times, and I really lost, you know, but it didn't take long when I went back to Sammy cooking, you know, to put that back on.
It's amazing. It takes forever to take a pound off, but you can add three just by looking at a recipe.
In a day, Mike, a day!
Yes.
I know, I never saw anything like it. I got some low-calorie stuff here today for people who are, you know, younger than me and who still believe in that.
Okay. Well, what are we going to start out with?
Well, you know, these are three shrimp recipes. There's a woman that has a cookbook called Skinny Taste, and she has really good recipes in it, I think, and they're all low-calorie, and most of the ones I have made several out of it because I still don't need to eat like I can. I've really been pleased with all of them. A lot of them have an awful lot of ingredients, but these are shrimp recipes. And as you and I were talking sometime back, you know, shrimp used to be a great delicacy, but now you can buy a bag of shrimp for what you can buy a steak for anymore.
I don't understand that, but yes, you can.
You really can. You can get even at our local groceries, Kroger, and I'm sure IGA too, and local ones, you can get really good frozen shrimp. And shrimp is something that being frozen doesn't appear to really hurt the quality of it.
No, it doesn't.
I bought really good fresh shrimp places, but if I go to Florida and something, and a lot of that's frozen on the boats, you know, when they bring it in, and they'll have it thawed, and I have said, do you have the frozen? Because I'm going to take it back to Kentucky, you know, in a cooler with ice, and I just assumed it was frozen. I'm not sure the frozen's not fresher than what you get fresh. I mean, if you go to a fish market like in Florida or somewhere, you're going to cook it right there. The fresh is wonderful.
Right.
But if you go back here where we're landlocked, a lot of what they get comes in, and when you go into a grocery and they have fresh shrimp laying there, what is thawed, you know, it came in frozen.
Mm-hmm.
I've really gotten some really good quality shrimp. Just different places it was frozen. We've been lucky through the years as far as getting fresh stuff because the Ups Hub in Louisville.
Yes.
So seafood flies in the morning. And I've ordered some online lately that I've really been pleased with. I have three shrimp recipes, which, you know, a shrimp, hardly any calories. You know, it really just is remarkable. The first one's pan-seared shrimp. And, you know, I love fried shrimp, but I like shrimp cocktail, and I like shrimp anyway.
Yes. Really.
And you use 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil, 1.5 pounds of shrimp peeled and deveined, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon ground black pepper, 1/4 teaspoon crushed red pepper, and 2 teaspoons dried parsley and some lemon wedges. And you just heat a teaspoon of oil in a 12-inch skillet over high heat until smoking, and you toss the shrimp with salt, pepper, parsley, and the crushed red pepper. You add half of the shrimp in a single layer and cook it until the edges turn pink about a minute. And then you flip it and let it stand about 30 seconds till all the shrimp is opaque except for the center. You transfer a plate and repeat with the second batch and the remaining teaspoon of oil. And after a second batch is stood off, heat add the first batch to the pan and toss it to combine and cover it. And you can cook it over low or let it stand for 1 to 2 minutes. And the shrimp will now be cooked through, and you serve immediately with lemon wedges.
Sounds good.
It's 148 calories for a fourth of that recipe.
Well, that's like next to nothing.
Shrimp are really one of the tremendously low calorie. I mean, I know if you fix them with cream and make shrimp Alfredo or something, you can add to that a lot of butter. But they're just good that way. And I make a shrimp cocktail and make that Mexican shrimp cocktail with salsa and avocado. That just has none, hardly.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next one is Cajun shrimp in foil. And this is easy, too. And
I'm already liking the sound of this one.
Foil packets are easy to make. Anybody can do it. You just spice your shrimp seasoned with Cajun spices, and andouille sausage and rainbow-colored vegetables are baked together in foil package, and they're fast and easy to make and can be made ahead and kept in your freezer. And when you're ready, just pop them in the oven, and they're perfect for busy nights. It's a tablespoon of Cajun or Creole seasoning, and, you know, most of our stores here have that of one kind and another. They have Paul Prudhomme and, you know, various other Slap Your Mama Cajun seasoning, and, you know, you'd have to go to the store and look, but any Creole or Cajun seasoning. And you use, like, a pound of clean large shrimp and 3 ounces of turkey, chicken, andouille sausage, thinly sliced, and they do have that locally in the groceries, too. A medium zucchini sliced into 1/4 inch thick rounds, a large red bell pepper seeded and cut in strips, 1.5 cups corn kernels, and you can use frozen corn or you could drain, you know, canned corn. There's good grades of canned corn now, too. And 1/4 cup Italian parsley leaves, 1/4 cup basil leaves, and 1/4 cup dry white wine, such as a Pinot Grigio or whatever wine you want. Or if you don't want to use wine, you could use chicken broth, and 2 tablespoons of olive oil. And you just combine the Cajun seasoning, salt, and pepper, and add the shrimp and toss them to coat. And then you place 4 large pieces of aluminum foil on a flat surface and divide the sausage, zucchini, bell peppers, and corn among the foil pieces and place the vegetables in the center of each and top with shrimp. And sprinkle with 1 tablespoon of parsley and 1 tablespoon of the basil. And you drizzle the wine or your chicken broth, about 1/2 tablespoon of the oil, and fold each piece of the foil to form a packet. And you seal it lightly and leave a little room inside for the air to circulate, you know, when you bake it. And the packages may be refrigerated or frozen at this stage. And to cook, preheat the oven to 425, arrange the packets on a baking sheet, and cook until the shrimp is cooked through and the vegetables are crisp tender, about 13 minutes. And open them carefully, being careful of the hot steam, and transfer the vegetables and sauce to a bowl or a rim plate. That's a good meal. You got your vegetables, you got your shrimp, and you got a little of that andouille sausage, and you've got the Cajun seasoning, and I mean, that's a restaurant quality meal.
And I'm thinking a good French bread with that would be good.
Good French bread, or if you wanted to serve it over rice or some sort of pasta, but I mean, I like it just like it is, and you're right, a French bread to drizzle up those juices on.
Yes, indeed.
And then I've got another, a sheet pan shrimp.
Okay.
It's made with shrimp with a light breadcrumb and pecorino romano cheese mixture on the top of that. And you take your Reynolds wrap. They recommend using nonstick foil. I just usually got a plain foil. And if you wanted to rub a little olive oil or spray it, you know, with a cooking spray, would keep it from sticking to it. It might stick to it because of the cheese and the other. I've done it without the nonstick foil. I sprayed it with Pam or whatever kind of spray you got, an olive oil spray. 2 pounds of large shrimp, 2 tablespoons of dry white wine, and you can go back to your chicken broth there if you want to. 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/4 teaspoon crushed red pepper flakes, but you know, give it a little bite there. 3 tablespoons of whole wheat breadcrumbs, 2 tablespoons of minced parsley, 1.5 tablespoons of pecorino romano cheese, 2 cloves of garlic minced, and 1/2 teaspoon of dried oregano, and 1 teaspoon of lemon zest, and 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil. And they say fresh lemon wedges to serve with. And you just preheat your oven to 450, line a sheet pan with Reynolds wrap, nonstick foil, with the dull side facing up, and peel, vein, and butterfly your shrimp open, leaving the tails on. And place the shrimp in a large bowl and toss gently with wine. 1/2 teaspoon salt, and crushed red pepper flakes and set aside. In a mixing bowl, you combine your breadcrumbs, your parsley, your pecorino cheese, garlic, oregano, and lemon zest. Add the shrimp to the sheet pan and arrange in a single layer cut side up. And you spoon the breadcrumbs over each shrimp and drizzle to the top with the virgin olive oil. And you bake until the shrimp are cooked through about 8 to 10 minutes. And you broil on high for 2 minutes until the breadcrumbs are golden brown. And serve with a squeeze of fresh lemon juice.
Well, Miss Sammy, it sounds delicious.
And I always really liked shrimp, but as I say, when I first started eating them, it was only in a restaurant or at a bank meeting of some kind that we went to, you know. In the last few years, the last year or two, is since beef is so high, you can buy shrimp as cheap as you can buy a steak.
And, you know, I think people used to be intimidated a little bit by shrimp.
I think they are with cooking. And, you know, the only way you can hurt a shrimp when you cook it is to cook it too long.
Right.
Once they turn pink, they're done.
And if you cook it too long, it's just a shrimp-flavored pencil eraser.
It's a little tough. It's tough if you cook them too long. I've learned that the hard way because I have done it. When I boil them for shrimp cocktail or put them in there and turn my back and do something else, and I come back and I think, oh, well, they're all right. And then you pour them off and they're a little chewy. You know, they still got a good flavor, but you don't need to overcook them.
Well, folks, if you are planning for a New Year's Eve party, these recipes would be great for that. And they're very easy to get a hold of. All you have to do is send us an email to wxbc@bbte.com, put Attention Skinny Cook in the subject line, and let us know which recipe you'd like to have, and we'll get that out to you by sending it on to Sammy, or you can bypass that and send that email to sammyq@bbtel.com, and she'll get it out to you as well.
And the good thing about that is eating these, you know that you're fulfilling your New Year's resolution because they're all relatively low calorie. The last one has a few more calories because of the bread on it, but the other two are just, you can almost eat them and think you're not eating anything.
Absolutely. Well, Miss Sammy, it is our New Year's Eve edition of Never Trust a Skinny Cook, and I'd like to take a moment to say thank you for allowing me to do this show with you. I appreciate you. I learn something every time we talk. And to our listeners, I wish you a bright and happy 2021, and hopefully we get all this COVID stuff behind us. And next year, when we're talking about entertaining for Christmas and New Year's, we're talking about the big family get-togethers.
You're exactly right, Mike. That's what I wish too. May 2021 be better for everybody. Many of us have been very lucky because it affected everybody in one way or another. But, I mean, it's affected others, and my sympathies with them when it's affected their families and they've had periods of being really sick and have lost members of their family. Mm-hmm. My thoughts are with all of you, and I wish you all a happy and blessed New Year.
And what do we always say?
Oh, don't ever trust that skinny cook.
Happy New Year, Miss Sammy.
Same to you, Mike.